Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
With a budget deficit in the neighborhood of $17 million looming large for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, officials will continue a difficult dialogue on Tuesday regarding schools that are being considered for closure. The closures are merely discussions at present in the event that no increase to the base student allocation comes out of Juneau. District Superintendent Clayton Holland reaffirmed that no decisions have been made on closing or consolidating any schools at this point. Discussion at this point.
Yeah, what we did was we took schools based on their capacity and what they actually have in them. And it's going to be presented. One, it's a lot of schools. Even if we decided to go half, I don't know logistically how we'd pull that off. So it's a discussion. The board, I'm sure, is going to want more information. We'll come back with that and then continue that discussion. And maybe a tiered approach to certain things. And maybe like, hey, we want one school or two or maybe none.
Holland said any potential decisions rely heavily on what transpires during the current legislative session where education remains the largest topic.
Let's see what happens in Juneau too, but depending on that, we have to be ready.
The schools being considered for closure or consolidation include Homer Middle, McNeil Canyon Elementary, Moose Pass, Nikiski Middle and Senior High School, Nikolaev School, Paul Banks Elementary, Seward Middle, Sterling Elementary, and Tustamina Elementary. Revenue projections for the district in fiscal year 26 were created using a BSA of $5,960, the same BSA as fiscal year 25. This projected revenue totals just short of $135 million in funding for the district, which combined with expenditures and transfers totals just under $152 million, leaving the district with a projected deficit of $16,935. First National Bank Alaska was ranked one of the top banks in the country. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with a report.
Forbes selected Alaska's largest community bank, First National Bank Alaska, as one of the top 10 banks in the country for their annual list of America's best banks. First National ranked sixth in the nation and was the only bank in Alaska to make the list. The global media company evaluates 11 metrics, including growth, credit quality, profitability, and stock performance. First National Board Chair and CEO President Betsy Lawyer said they are honored to receive this recognition. Quote, I want to extend my gratitude to our customers and congratulate the more than 600 local employees who provide excellent customer service every day. Being ranked as one of the top 10 banks in America by Forbes is a reflection of employee dedication to helping fellow Alaskans succeed, end quote. Last year, Alaska Business Readers voted First National as the best of Alaska business and the best place to work category for the ninth year in a row. The bank was also recognized as the best bank and credit union for the fourth time running. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Alaska State Parks have two new public use cabins available in the Kodiak area. One newly constructed cabin at Pugagshaak River State Recreation Site, the Coho Cabin, is near the mouth of the Pugagshaak River. The other, the Spruce Cabin, was recently renovated at Fort Abercrombie State Historical Park and is located near the group recreation area. Another cabin at Fort Abercrombie State Historical Park, the Monashka Cabin, is currently under renovation and will be available next year. Logs for the Coho Cabin are upcycled tongue and groove logs left over from a local construction project. All the interior cabin furniture, bunks, tables, and counters were built with local Windfall Sitka spruce milled by Alaska State Park staff at a chainsaw mill. Window and door trim includes local driftwood, western red cedar, and cottonwood. The cabin has excellent views of the Pugagshaak Bay and is just a short walk from some of the best fishing access in Kodiak. The Spruce and Monashka cabins have been renovated to serve as public use cabins when park volunteers are not using them. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.